Introduction. He was almost alone in his ability to create real emotions of fear and of dread suspense. For stark, living fear, the actual smell and feel of darkness and brooding horror and impending doom that inhere in that nighted, moss-hung jungle. What other writer is even in the running with R.E.H.? H.P. Lovecraft. In 1923, a new magazine appeared on the newsstands of America, proclaiming itself the unique magazine, Weird Tales. It was intended by its publishers to be a market for the sort of off-trail stories that other magazines would not publish, but while it did become the first professional magazine to publish H.P. Lovecraft, its first editor showed perhaps too great a fondness for traditional ghost stories. Following a shaky first year, though, a new editor, Farnsworth Wright, took the reins, adding to the masthead a magazine of the bizarre and unusual. He would quickly make good on that claim, and among his first accomplishments was acceptance, in the fall of 1924, of a history of prehistoric adventure by an 18-year-old Texan named Robert E. Howard. Howard and Weird Tales would remain closely associated for the next dozen years until the author took his own life at the age of 30. During that period, 48 stories and 21 poems by Robert E. Howard appeared in the magazine, and he became one of its most popular writers, along with Lovecraft and Seabury Quinn. His fame rests largely on the fantasy adventures of Conan, Cole, Solomon Kane, Bran MacMorn, and Tullock O'Brien, stories in which he created a new subgenre that has come to be known as sword and sorcery, blending together elements of heroic adventure and horror. As the stories in this volume will demonstrate, he was also a master of horror, who brought to it a strong dash of adventure. Though a great admirer of the cosmic horror of Lovecraft and the imaginative sweep of Clark Ashton Smith, Howard was by nature an adventure writer, and his concerns were human, not cosmic. "It is the individual mainly which draws me, the struggling, blundering, passionate insect vainly striving against the river of life and seeking to divert the channel of events to suit himself, breaking his fangs on the iron collar of fate and sinking into final defeat with the froth of a curse on his lips," he wrote to Lovecraft. Where Lovecraft's characters frequently are driven to madness by what they have seen, Howard's will more frequently be provoked into action. Howard's characters, as a general rule, refuse to give up or to run away, no matter how heavily the odds are stacked against them. Howard also brings to his work a gift of poetry, a talent for creating moody or atmospheric effects with just a few broad strokes, and a strong emotionalism that heightens the dramatic effects. As with many naturally gifted storytellers, Howard's earliest works are marked by a creative exuberance that is sometimes only barely under control. Wolf's Head, for example, demonstrates that the young writer is not afraid to play with conventions of the horror genre, in this case, the werewolf. On the other hand, the author recognized that he had perhaps gotten carried away with himself, writing to a friend, "After reading it, I am not altogether sure I wasn't off my noodler when I wrote it. I sure mixed slavers, duelists, harlots, drunkards, maniacs, and cannibals reckless. The narrator is a libertine and a Middle Ages fop. The leading lady is a harlot. The hero is a lunatic. One of the main characters is a slave trader, one a pervert, one a drunkard. No, they're all drunkards. But one is a gambler, one a duelist, and one a cannibal slave." Farnsworth Wright, however, thought well enough of the tale not only to buy it, but to make it the cover story for the April 1926 issue, and therein is an interesting story itself. In January of that year, Wright wrote to Howard asking if he had a carbon copy of the story. The artist assigned to provide the cover painting and interior pen and ink illustration had not returned the manuscript, and there was no time to lose in typesetting if the story was to make it into the April issue. Howard, at this stage in his career, had not developed